At this year's largest summer festival, Pohoda, the organizers hosted a panel discussion with foreign musical managers and agents. The discussion had quite a provocative name: which Slovak band is going to headline Glastonbury? During the discussion, the panelists would listen to some tracks by Slovak musicians and then comment on their quality.
It's technical, but still has feeling to it. It's not clinical. Good band.
Or on other perks of the Slovak music scene.
I think one interesting thing, though, is I don't know what it is about Eastern European bands and really terrible band names. If you're gonna start a band, don't choose a really, really stupid name.
Okay,
Arctic Monkeys is a stupid name as well.
After the discussion, I met two of the speakers.
Hi, I'm Jesse Fain. I'm a music agent at William Morris Endeavor, based out of the London office.
And
I'm Matjaž Manček. I'm from Ljubljana, Slovenia, working as music editor, music program director of Kino Šiška venue and the MENT Ljubljana showcase festival and conference. I'm the third time here, and I'm also seeing the bands that we want to book for our festival and the venues.
Yeah, that's like the main framing, that this is part of your job, right? To go to music festivals, to go to concerts, to discover new talents, new musicians. Just to the topic of the discussion that you were participating in, which Slovak band could headline the Glastonbury Festival? Is something like a Slovak band being a headliner at such a big festival possible?
I think on the more world stages, if the Slovak band only speaks that language, if they're buzzing and they had the right agent in place, then I think that could be possible for them. In terms of headlining the pyramid stage, they would need to be English-speaking, right? Or their lyrics, they would need to have English words.
So language is a big issue in music.
I don't think it's an issue. I think it's a stopping block for some artists who only speak their native language. I think it's important, if they want to tour outside of their market, it's important for them to speak English so they can attract a broader audience. And I mean, you can mix in your native language with it, but I think in terms of garnering an audience that's a global, especially in the UK, it's important to have English lyrics in your songs.
And if you have English lyrics but with a Slovak accent?
If they're trying and they're getting, I mean, that's practice. If they're touring and they're getting better at it and some of their songs can transfer into English speaking, and I mean, that's how it's going to get on radio, that's how it's going to track on Spotify and places outside of their market.
Is it similar for Slovenia and Slovenian artists, the same language block and maybe even like a cultural block?
It can be. As I was mentioning in the discussion, it's like, it's okay, of course, it's a little bit kind of like provocative also, the title of the panel, so like headline Glastonbury. Of course, the ambition should be set high, and this is kind of like, all right, this is like the highest you can get. But really, like, to get eventually there, you should, the Slovakian or Slovenian bands from here, from smaller, not so developed markets, should look into building their audiences at the events around. So I see now in the past couple of years, really interesting, really great events here in the Central Eastern Europe, from Tallinn Music Week to Pohoda to Colors of Ostrava, Siget, Exit, so on, so on. So first, acts from this region should look into building their act in this region, and then eventually I think it's like to break through to the biggest and the most kind of like tough markets, which is UK and US. And it's also, I think it's a lot of potential, like, as we know, the world is moving towards Russia and China, so it's like, with the asshole politics as they are now in the US and UK, this is half joke, half seriously, but like, really, I mean, we are, for our bands, we are also functioning as a kind of like music export. It's rather, you go here and the Tallinn and Poland is a big market, you know, and start here and then eventually grow in the very saturated markets as is the UK. So I think this should be the line. For the language barrier, I think it's much more interesting to have a genuine Slovak or Slovenian speaking or singing musician than a bad English. So this wouldn't work. And you have interesting instrumental acts, all the electronica acts also have an easier job maybe. Yeah, all things are possible. But it has to be a good English. Yeah, that's, otherwise you're doing yourself a bad favor.
maybe a last question. You've had 12 tracks of Slovak bands to listen to and to judge. What are the trends from the Slovak music you have heard that could maybe be interesting for the foreign audience?
I think music that I could relate to, that I've heard sounds that I could relate than other artists to, for me, that's what helped click. That I could see, okay, that could work for me in that on that stage or that slot. But again, I haven't seen any of them perform, so I think ultimately, because we live in a live music industry right now, I would need to see how they perform as well.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, from this what we listen, hard to say about the trend, but we can already agree, I guess, that there's a diverse scene. We heard very diverse tracks and bands, so, and as far as I'm following what's going on in the Slovakian scene, I can see development in all scenes, so they want us to stop.
If the Slovak bands won't headline the English Glastonbury, Pohoda is like the Slovak Glastonbury for them, at least.